email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
News just in. Coldplay have landed. Chris Martin has been spotted walking Dunleary Pier ahead of their four Crow Park gigs Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Big news, Bernard O'Shea.
I need some time in the sunshine. I need a ticket. So, do you know, Chris Martin...
Yes.
He's given me an awful pain in my backside this weekend because I'm gigging this weekend in Dublin.
Right.
And I normally just go up and I leave Limerick. Oh, by the way, Limerick calling. Hello.
Yes, sorry, I should have specified. In Limerick. Yes.
And I normally come up and I get parking, no problem. And I was booking my parking going, oh, why can't I get parking? Because everyone's going to Coldplay.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't it mad? That's 4 by 80, which is 320,000 people.
I want you to answer it, Ray. I don't know. Why aren't Oasis doing four nights?
Well, what Conor Pope was saying is that they put out feelers. They see how well two are doing. And then, of course, there are limitations around Crow Park. And we know that from the Garth Brooks saga all those years ago. But it sounds to me like there is wriggle room for more Oasis gigs. Ooh. In Crow Park. That's what it sounds to me. That's just me.
Or do something. Do like go back to Cork again and do two more in Cork.
That's a possibility as well. That's a possibility as well.
Or if they just come to maybe to go into Portlaoise there and do a few gigs for me and a couple of the rest of them. But yeah, so
Johnny Cash style. Yeah, what you're saying. Yeah.
Now, Ray, I have to ask you before we move on here. I have to ask you this, right? And by the way, I want to put it on the record. I want to put it on the Dáil record here,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I do believe you. But I do want to know, how did you carry 10 milk bottles?
No, I think I said 8. What you do is, if you can imagine, you put them between your fingers. So there's a little lip at the top of a milk bottle, old milk bottle.
Okay.
And what you do is you force that, so it gives you a little bit of a grip. So you would have one between your little finger and the next finger, one between the next and that. And so you'd have, I think the way I used to was four in each hand, holding them like that. And then you put two in one of your arms, in there, between your arm and your chest. And you'd have 8.
Yeah, but so how do you put them down or deliver them?
Yeah, very carefully.
I don't know. I want to see this.
But the other thing is, well, then you could carry more empty ones because you could stick your fingers in them.
I could carry 300 empty ones, yes. Ray. I want to see
the full ones.
Do you know what I was thinking? Because you said, like, you know, it was funny. You said, my father was a milkman, my mother was a milkwoman.
I didn't say that. I said my auntie delivered milk. My auntie Ruth. Yes.
You're from milk people, right? Right. Do you know what I was thinking? Because I saw this thing on Instagram. I thought I was dreaming when I saw this first, right?
Yeah.
Netflix are making a series about the Guinness family. Do you know that?
I did know that. Yes,
and it's Stephen Knight, the guy who created Peaky Blinders, is writing it,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And it's all about the Guinness family, and basically after the first kind of time when Guinness gets big and all the kids and the characters in Dublin, and it was
fascinating.
It's going to be great because I love Peaky Blinders. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm thinking maybe tonight when I get a few spare minutes, I'm going to start the D'Arcy Milk Dynasty. It's like how it started from the very beginning, the first cow milk.
You know, like there were a number, I can remember back in the 70s, there were a number of times that there was a milkman strike and we used to get our milk from Premier Dairies and they wouldn't deliver down to us. Too much information, I know. And on those occasions, we would get the milk straight from the farmers. And I remember I can't remember what they were called, the tanks, their special name for them, in the shop and getting a ladle and filling bottles by hand and giving them to the customers. So it would have been unpasteurised milk. Anyway, listen, you're not here to talk about milk.
Affect the listeners. I find it interesting. I don't care.
So you're an Oasis super fan. Now, people are probably sick of hearing about Oasis, but just give us your CV on when it comes to Oasis.
Oh, well, in school. So I was like 13, 14 when Oasis hit. So, and I was in a band in school called Bernard O'Shea and the Plebs. Now, the other guys in the band didn't want the band to be called Bernard O'Shea and the Plebs. And eventually, I wonder why. I left the Plebs, i.e. run out. But I always, fair play to him, I always remember it. Brian Parkinson from Mount Rath and County Leash, he bought me a ticket for Oasis. And I was like, oh, they're just the Beatles people. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Because I had very strong opinions. And I went down and I remembered the gig so clearly. But before I went into Porky Queeve, we were having refreshments. Well, I actually wasn't. I wasn't interested in refreshments. And but the refreshment place where we were having these refreshments was playing Definitely Maybe, the album, the first album. And I remember saying to the person behind the selling refreshments, going, "What are you doing playing this? We're going to be listening to it in like 2 hours' time." And everybody in the bar just shouting at me, going, "Shut up, shut up." I was going, "No, turn it off. Like, you're ruining it. We're going to be listening to this." But yeah, no. And
you're a strange man, Bernard.
Yeah, well, I didn't care. But I do remember that I remember three things distinctly from that. The first thing, I remember the Prodigy supported them.
Right.
And they had a song called Breathe, right? And it was the first time I had heard it, right? And it was like, are they saying Breed, as in the name Breed?
Oh, Breed, yeah, right. Breed, yeah.
So, and I was saying it to that, "Oh, Breed, rip me her." And I thought that was hilarious. But there's two things I remember, right? I remember the Master Plan. I remember there's two songs. I remember the Master Plan because I didn't have the singles.
Yes.
You just had Definitely. So that was a B-side. So I just remember never heard that song before, right?
Yeah.
And I remember hearing a song that not a lot of people, you don't hear Oasis people talk about it a lot. One of my favourite Oasis songs, Round Our Way, right? And I remember it because they had brass. I remember thinking to myself, well, fair play to them, they brought a brass band with them. So
you were hooked. I
was hooked after that. Yes.
Did you hear Conor Pope giving you instructions of what to do on Saturday morning?
So have two accounts logged in.
Quarter past seven, set the alarm. Full bowl of porridge, shadow boxing before, just to get the
adrenaline. I'm not
going to
bother, Ray. I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to get them.
But that's defeated. Somebody has to get them.
No, I'm never going to get them.
But somebody has to get them, Bernard.
No, I'll tell you, because I said to my wife, she said, "Oh, that would be amazing. I'd love to go to that." And I was saying to him, I saw them in Cork, and then I was told I saw them in Slane. Had such a good time. And I saw them in The Point. This is a long time ago. I was going, where did we get our tickets? And then I realised, I tell you where he got them, right? In that little kiosk in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
That's where you got them, yeah.
Right, and I was like, hold on, how did 80,000 people all queue in golden discs or
but there
tracks
were golden discs all over the country, so you did it all over the country. People were just...
Yeah, right, bring that back.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring that back.
Oh, simpler times, right? Simpler times.
But simpler, I could send the kids out and just go, okay, stay there and just buy, right? But
I'd be over in Costa getting a coffee.
I much prefer to be in an actual queue than a virtual queue, even if it's raining, right? Like, we used to slag off my friend Neil. He used to camp out for the... Do you know when people camp out to buy the U2 album?
Yes,
right? I was like, what are you at? But now I understand it. It's like, because you get to talk to people. You get to, like, other human beings.
It's
you
a
interact.
Sense of community. Yeah.
Whereas now you're kind of... I visualise all these other people at their computers going, you're getting in my way.
Yeah. It is competition. It's Hunger Games. You know, that's what it is. You know, and if you could jeopardize the chances of other people getting tickets, that improves your chances. You would do it.
Well, I heard on the radio, Ray Darcy said they're doing two more nights. So.
a big moment in your house in that the youngest start school.
Started school today. Yeah, that's all three of them gone out the door. Off
so
you go.
Because you're a house husband as well as a comedian.
Yeah.
So you'll have time now. Am I allowed to say that?
Well, my wife says to me, she says, Bernard, your entire life is a holiday.
Right. Okay.
So, and I'm kind of saying to her, like, when I'm sitting there watching telly or I'm going for a walk or I'm just playing the guitar in front of the telly, that's work to me. I'm thinking of amazing ideas.
Right.
But I'm delighted they're back. And it's not because, oh, I can't wait they're back. I've never been a big guy for routines. I've never settled in routines. You don't say, oh, you need a routine in your life, and you get up at this time and you go this way.
That's me. We're opposites, yeah.
Right, okay. No, yeah. I can't do routine.
Can't do it, right.
Can't do routine.
Not to be said for it, because it frees up the brain to think about other stuff.
Yeah, but I've never agreed. See, do you know this whole time thing? Like, oh, I'll meet you at 3:30. I'll meet you at 20 to... I never agreed on the whole time thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like it's just trust upon me. Like, there was no town hall meeting where we went, this is called the clock, and this is like, why are we a slave to this thing?
Okay. Right? So, there you go. We leave you with that perennial question. What is time? like, what is time?
Am I out of time?
Yeah, it's a man-made construct.
I shouldn't
construct.
Have asked you about the feckin' milk.
Yes.
When I asked you about the milk, I knew that was, we were going down a rabbit hole. I knew it.
Hawkswell and Sligo on Saturday, September 21st. INEC Killarney on Friday, September 27th. And Dunn's Limerick on Saturday, September 28th. That's sort of a home gig for you. Bernard Shea, thank you very much from our Limerick studio.
Yes.